I felt like in the second half, even though we couldn't quite narrow the gap, I thought we'd started off in the right vein to bridge that gap, and the lads just really saw it through.
They saw it through. That's what Luke Beveridge was saying about his lads yesterday, talking about the Western Bulldogs and their 16-point win over the Blues at Marvel Stadium. Lachlan McNeil is a Western Bulldogs youngster who's played all 8 games this year. Had another good one yesterday for the Dogs. Joins us on the Breakfast Club. Good morning, Lachie.
Morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Good on you, pal. Nice to have you with us. Got a bit tight there yesterday. 27 points down. You've been going really well, the Bulldogs. Blues have sort of been in and about the positivity of the season, but you found a way through. What was it in the end? What was the difference?
Oh, it was a pretty challenging game. That was probably credit to Carlton. They played quite well, I thought. And I think it was just the eventual wearing them down of trusting that we were good enough, and when we got our ball rolling in the last quarter, that we'd be able to run over them. So, yeah, it was really good.
Lockie, Jimmy Bartel here. What was the message from Bevo at halftime? Because they're actually pretty good around centre bounces and contested ball, which is a strength of yours.
Bevo's message at halftime just was to lift that intensity a bit here, just try and match it and wear them down. Maybe as the game went on, they might fatigue a bit, and then we could get the upper hand there. So, that was probably his message, I reckon.
A couple of positional changes. Caleb Daniel back to his regular halfback flank. It looked like you guys started to play the game a bit higher from defence, which gave you forwards a bit better look at it.
Yeah, and it probably helped us a little bit around the footy with, like, just a little bit more numbers at the back of the stoppage and keeping 6 forwards and just being a bit more organised up forward to give us a better contest. And, yeah, we moved the ball a lot better later in the game and, yeah, it gave us really good opportunities to score.
A really good story out of yesterday was Buku Kamanis, obviously making his debut, but you see all the scenes from Luke Beveridge telling him he's playing his first game. It was a really feel-good story.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing for Books. He's a really great kid, and, like, we're really good mates as well. And so to see him get his chance, he'd really thoroughly deserved it after the work he'd put in, and everybody loves him, so it was a really great story.
Can you kind of believe what you're doing at the moment, Lockie? I mean, someone that was picked up in the rookie draft last year, you haven't missed a game, as half mentioned, in a team that's absolutely flying. How do you feel about all of that?
Yeah, you probably go back 12 months ago. It's definitely something I wouldn't be thinking I'd be doing right now. And, it's certainly been quite a journey and pretty amazing, to be honest. Really enjoying it, though.
And to be in that forward line where you've got such an amazing midfield ahead of you, coming down the ground with the ball, what's that like?
It's pretty handy. We've been very lucky up in the forward line, knowing that the balls, we're probably going to get pretty good service and we're probably going to get a win out of the stoppage most of the time. So it's something that I'm not, like, particularly used to, and just that luxury of having some of the boys running around the midfield there is pretty handy to have, and really gives you a bit of confidence up forward.
Lockie, who have you gravitated to at the club? Usually when a young player comes in, they see somebody and they go, yep, that's who I'm going to follow. Who's that person for you at the Bulldogs?
Well, we've got quite a few to follow. I probably gravitate a little bit towards Adam Treloar a bit. He's been really good and somebody that I probably look up to and would love to be that type of player if I can develop into that midfielder at the, you know, middle age of my career sort of timing. And, you know, there's other people. Lynn Jong's been really massive for me. Really good relationship with him. And then there's quite a few younger boys, Bailey Smith, and there's a few other boys that I get along with really well as well.
Now, you're from South Australia, obviously, originally. Are you going home over the break? Because I know you want to get home, but there's a little bit of trepidation from the AFL about potentially going home. So has your family come across to see you, or what are you going to do over that break? Because I know, being a youngster, you want to get back and see family and friends. What's the plan?
Oh, we'll have to judge the situation. Ideally, I get back across. I haven't been home much, but the club's been really good with that, and they're really hopeful that I can get home and see the family and get back to the country. We'll see how that one goes. If COVID does come up again and it kind of creates a few probably problems, you'd say, that we might be have to readdress that and find another time maybe, or just wait out the season.
So what was the importance like of the premiership last year for Woodville West Torrens in the Sandford? Playing every game, playing in that big game and winning a flag and then finding yourself in the AFL. What was the importance of the final series from a Sandford perspective to teach you about the intensity of perhaps what the AFL might be like?
Yeah, it was really good. I think, that just sort of step up from minor round to finals was quite significant. Playing at Adelaide Oval, getting a few crowds in, and then obviously the standard of footy, I think, lifted by the grand final. I think most of both teams in North Adelaide and Woodville Torrens, I think we had over half of our players have been previously AFL listed. So that gives you plenty of confidence that you're able to compete at the level. But that was pretty massive for my confidence and my belief in my own ability. So, yeah.
And you showed yourself on the big stage to be more than capable in the Sandful, and certainly the AFL doesn't seem out of your reach as well at the moment. Well done on your year so far. Hopefully your year and the Bulldogs year continues the way it's going. A game this week against Port Adelaide, which will be big, Saturday night at the Adelaide Oval back home. Good luck to you, young man. Go get them.
Thanks, fellas. Thanks for having me.